Already recording. Well, we should be because we're going to start in 5 minutes. Anybody joining us? No.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Do you want me to put?
Put it on.
Yeah, I have an agenda too.
We are now recording. We now call the meeting to order at 3 o'clock. First order of business is public comment. I see no one here from the public. So move on to considering action on the minutes. It should be on the attached
Yes.
is the minutes. I don't know if anybody has any comments on them, questions. If not, someone move to.
I'll move the minute.
Okay, that's John. Ambrook made the motion to move the minutes. And Paul, you want to second it?
I'll second it.
Paul Toomey second.
Carol, I'll second it.
Oh, all right. We got a second from Paul, so we're good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Yeah, motion passes unanimously. All right. Memorial Day Parade. That is coming up. Last year, Parks Department took it over for that year. The young lady that ran it has a new job, so she's no longer here. So it's back. We have it back. However, we have a complete guide on who to contact and when to contact.
Wow.
So a couple of things we need to come up with. We had Pam was the MC last year,
Yep.
and I was hoping she'd be here today to see if she'd be willing to do that. But if she is that, I mean, we would recommend that if
Sure.
everybody's happy with that. What we're going to have to do is contact the elementary school because they have to, two students to come out, and one of them does the Flanders Field, and what's the other one they do?
Do the Lincoln Address.
Yeah, Gettysburg Address. Thank you. High school will have to contact because we have a student just speak generally on the day, and I think this year it's not only Memorial Day, but is it the town, the country's 250th anniversary? We might suggest that they kind of try and incorporate that into in whatever they do. So I'm gonna have Pam contact the high school. I don't have a particularly good relationship with the principal, so
Okay.
that's pretty hard to understand.
and so oh well, it's might as well someone who's schmooze better than I do with that. Now I'll be happy to contact the elementary school. I don't know if any. I don't I'll have to look through here. This is stuff that we can do next month in March, so that we have plenty of time, but I want to make sure we have it. And we have to line up a one of the town church leaders to say it.
Yeah.
We've had the pastor from Pastor Brennan from next door,
Yeah.
who did it before, is available. I'll be happy to check with that.
Okay.
If anybody, unless somebody has an objection with that. And if not, the priest at,
Richard.
yeah, St. Morris,
Yeah.
he's a former firefighter too. So
Okay.
he'd also, he said he'd be willing to do it. What I might want to do this year is it is the, if we can, just a suggestion, have one do the opening and one do a closing. Just
If you have
that,
time.
you know, the more we can put them together,
Yeah.
yeah, I'd like to do that. So could you check
I can.
with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just gotta remember what day.
Yes, yeah, Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and we're gonna have to contact between Pam and I, unless someone has a contact, you still have contact with the Boy Scouts and all those?
I do.
Would you be, would you take charge in contacting the scouts, asking them to participate
Sure.
at this time. And
don't they present the flags and stuff?
What's that?
Do they present the flags? The Boy
No,
Scouts?
The flags, what we do with the flags, we give them out to all the scouts, all the sports people that attend, all the kids, and they bring them up. So we have to check with John B, because he's the one that orders them.
Okay.
So we'll get them ordered fairly quick. So we'll have them here. And I think next meeting we can probably organize and on our side try and get a few extra people just to help set up at the when we get together over at the school, hand out what we've done that works. We'll hand out the flags to whoever's in charge of each group, and they hand them out to their kids.
Right.
But they also have to give them some idea of where do we want to do it. We did have I think Parks may still have them, little markers for different. So what we do is put one of these orange cones and put the marker there, so every group know where they want to go. And hopefully we'll have a few more antique cars this year, get them lined up.
Okay.
And
was the police notified yet, or they're just
no, but we get, I'll have, yeah, we got to contact them. Have two.
What time of
In
day
fire
does this
department?
Parade usually take part? Sorry.
Say again?
What time?
What time of the day does the parade?
Oh, the
10 o'clock?
Assembly, it assembles at 9:30 at the Bolton Center School, and then step off is at 10. And then the ceremonies
okay, thank
begin
you.
once everybody assembles at the green. And they generally
okay.
last about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
And I'll have to, the other person we generally have had from the historical society, I tend to say hysterical every now and then, but John Toomey.
John.
So he could, and he generally has a thing there. I do a bring all the veterans before we do. That's that whole program is the same.
Yeah.
It's the one thing. What if you've been there for the last 20 years?
Same
this is
thing.
exactly what the program is going to be.
The only changes we've made is there's no throwing of candy.
No throwing of
exactly,
candy.
Exactly. Yeah.
That completely all the kids.
Yeah.
The candy went in front, and all the kids dispersed as this parade. And the parade is not that organized to begin with. So to have a swamp, yeah, no candy.
No candy. No. We felt that it was not appropriate. This should be a bit more of a solemn, not solemn, but. Yeah, really appropriate to the day, rather than like the 4th of July.
Right.
Yeah, it's a memorial more than a celebration type thing. So that's where we are right now. And hopefully at our next meeting, we should have, I think, everything preliminary lined up. We've contacted the Air National Guard to see if they could do a flyover. So we put our request in early. So we'll see. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So that's where we are. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts or questions on it. What we might want to do. We do. Oh, you know what? Make a note. I probably should contact the horse farm, because they. Did they have horses last year? I don't. They, sometimes they do.
They've had them.
Yeah, they've had them. Yeah. That's stables. I also have a stables next to me. I'll contact them too if they want to have any people come out there. And that's. I can't think of anything else. But if you do, just we'll bring it up at our next meeting. We can modify it. That's a good start.
The band at the high school.
The band, right. Since Pam's gonna be talking to the principal, I just thought, yeah, she would do both, yeah.
Because I don't think last year we did the echo.
No.
The Taps echo. which we've always done in the
Always
past.
done. Yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah. I don't know why it didn't
Yeah,
happen last year.
that never happened.
Unless somebody forgot to do it. But that's pretty much that's really a part of that whole ceremony.
Oh, sure.
People have a tendency to fade off before, and as soon as it gets quiet, they just kind of fade.
Yeah. We'll just
It's got to be mentioned
we yeah, we got yeah.
before.
We'll be playing taps, and taps is played whoever have Pam's going to put that in her announcements, but
Please
when
remain
tap is
silent.
played, it there's then there's a solemn echo that's played. And thank you for reminding me of that. Make sure I have it in those notes too. I don't know, anybody think of anything else on that? Not cheery note. On the veterans exemption, so I did, well, this ties into old business, but and I made a presentation to the Board of Selectmen, and they are, this is for the widow's benefit that we had talked about, said to go forward with it. And it's going to be on the agenda for March. What's your meeting?
Tuesday, first Tuesday in
First Tuesday in March, which is in 2 weeks.
probably yeah.
Yeah, it's not next week, the following week.
Right.
And that'll be on the agenda. And if any members that can be up there to support it, it would be good because they're gonna be discussing it. Obviously, I'll be there, Pam will be there.
March 3rd, it's a 6:30 meeting.
Okay.
Do you have a recording?
This is being recorded.
Is there a girl that's taking notes?
They're going to be taking it
Oh,
off of
okay.
this.
This is Rod Fournier,
Rod Fournier,
first
I'm
electman.
sorry, our
Okay.
first selectman who's making
Sorry.
that comment. Yeah. That'll be, and it's at 6:30. I don't know where we'll be on the agenda, but hopefully they'll move us up no matter where we are. it was at the presentation, it was well received.
Yes.
I think I don't see an issue with it, but it's good to have this group come up there and support it.
Now, is that just for the
Just that.
just that? It's not for the
No,
property tax.
with the
That's a
property
different
taxes,
thing.
because everybody's
Sorry.
been tied up now well, what happens, the assessor's been kind of busy because tax appeals. This is a tax appeal period.
Okay.
So, because I wanted what I wanted to bring back to the board is, and the question has always been asked, what is the fiscal impact
Right.
for changes? And we
Right.
wanted to put a graph up of if you go A, it's this, or
This
B,
is
C,
that right?
so that, because that was a question that we had. We didn't have a real definitive answer.
Right.
The good thing is the amount of people who are eligible for it isn't that big.
Right.
I mean, it's veterans, but it's veterans during wartime.
Right.
So I don't know how fair that is, but that's the way the system works. So however, it's obvious that if you read Barry's notes that he had there, I mean, the last time this was modified was a couple of decades ago.
Right.
So it really is not a it needs to be looked at. And I know it, and quite honestly, something like this is because with budgets and everything else, whatever happens is I think we should project that it would be implemented the following
Following
year.
it, right.
So that would have time to figure out how to do it and everything else. So because you're right in the middle of budgeting now, and
Right.
you can't budget for something you don't know.
Right. Right. Right.
And
Right.
this way, at least it's looking.
People don't realize that the people look start looking at budgets in January and they're going line item. So
Yeah.
yeah.
You start in October for Jan for July or
Right.
June.
Yeah.
But this is the time for us to get started so that by the time budget comes around, we'll
We're
have
ready.
I think we should have good data that everybody can look at and say, okay. Yes, no, or maybe we can go. You know, a lot of things you can do. You can phase them in. You can do or if it's not a lot, if it's like $10,000 or $20,000, that's not a big number in the overall budget scheme. If it's significantly higher, it is. But so that's where we are on that. We do have to, however, when we set our meeting, we did vote on it. However,
Work for it.
well, no, they didn't get it. The sound didn't go in, so
Okay.
it never got into the minutes as being voted on. So, in the last page of this thing is the meeting dates, and we moved it to 3 to 3 because it was a conflict in a few people. Instead of trying to rush it in, we can go 3, and if we get a long day, we can close up behind it. Somebody comes through and locks up afterwards anyways. The building locks itself, but
Right.
not an issue. So at the last page, we have all the meetings are set for 3 o'clock, March 19th, April 16th, May 21st, June 18th, September 17th, October 15th, November 19th, and December 17th. Summers, we take off. We'll see July and August
Yeah.
month. So someone want this is the basically what we had approved in the past, but it didn't go through. So John, would you be willing to make the motion?
I will. I move that we approve the meeting dates as listed.
I second the motion.
Mr. Toomey seconded it. John Hambrook made the motion. Does anybody have any comments, questions? If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. It's a unanimous vote. Yes. Now, down to the big one, other. I put that in there because, we've only been meeting a couple of times. Anybody have any suggestions about other things we might want to do or look at as we go forward? I mean, just I know the exemption is that's a big deal, but other things that we want to do. One of the things why I bring that up, because one of the things that we had been talking about was, this is way back, was making this green a Veterans Memorial green. And I think there was also discussion about, and we talked about it last time, Barry brought it up, a memorial for wars that we don't have there
Right.
to put on there. And I think we were going to have our buildings and grounds guy look at it and kind of give us a concept of, and frankly, I haven't had a chance to even do that yet, but where, what, and where, how, let's have some idea. I think Barry had a dollar figure for that, but these are, if we can figure out what we want to do and how to do it, I mean, before you start looking at, okay, let's do this monument, we want to figure out, does that work? What would work there? And I'd asked, and obviously he didn't have time to look at it, but our one of our selectmen, it was it's Mr. Clark
Oh,
Mather.
yeah.
That's his thing, it's landscaping.
Right, okay.
So I mean, that's, and he would have that, an eye for that, to just to come up, I'm sure, with everything that's going on in vacations. But I'll chase him down and see if he can come up with a thought anyways, and how, looking out there, we can, now's the time to do it, modify it. If we're going to suggest, if we do suggest making that a memorial, Veterans Memorial Park. And I mean, it's just, that's what it's turning into.
Right.
I mean,
Right. It's the
when
only
we,
time it's used.
the green or park or whatever you want to call it, because we have the other green with the gazebo for events.
Right.
And
I
I
know that
think,
in Manchester they have memorials for every war,
yeah.
and I think that's really nice.
Yeah. And we have most of them here, but there's some gaps.
I think there's a
Going
couple
back,
old ones.
yeah, older ones. And this,
Yeah.
yeah, pre-1900s.
Right.
Yeah, that one. And I don't know.
I always try to get a patio out there,
That's what I
put
think with
bricks with,
benches.
remains and,
Oh, that too. Yeah, well, yeah, the blocks of memorial.
Expand it.
Well, that's why that would be part of it being a veterans memorial green, and we can do something. And that would be the fundraisers for the monument.
And I'm not going to say, but that tree could be cut down as small as put back.
The big one.
But I'm not going to say that.
Well, it's time. I mean, that was remember we were decorating that tree when I was there, when we could stand around it and put the lights. Now we got to bring a bucket truck in there to do it. So that would be, yeah, because you're trying to work around a tree. That doesn't work. I think it's time to have the landscaper say, we just put it there. So, yeah.
Now, when you suggested the bricks with the names, would that be for any servicemen?
It's for a memorial. Serve people that want to, as a memorial.
Not just those that passed, but even those that are still living. Would you do that?
You can do both.
Okay.
We do both.
If you're only going to do it for those who passed, how many bricks are you going to sell?
Especially in Fulton.
Right. No, we like Andover did it when they did the green or the Agent Orange green there. Yeah. And they sold it. I mean, it was for current or past people.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out because it's.
No,
I like that.
I'm glad. That we had talked about that a while ago. I forgot about it. And that would be the bricks.
Do you have a budget?
What's that?
Do you have any budget in your committee?
To do this?
To do anything?
Oh, very little. We have enough just to run notes. This. Yeah, most of it is. This group, if you need funds like that, there's always somebody you can go to that are willing to, no, really, that willing to contribute, at least to get you started. But something like this, I think you got to start with first, what do you want it to look like? Mm-hmm. And then how do you get there? I think that's, and we can, obviously, as a group, we can work on coming up with some ideas. And I think Mather, he has some great designs and some good thoughts, and my concept of design is it's either a square or an oval or round, but that's not what we'd like to do here. And quite frankly, whatever we do, it becomes a memorial forever.
It's there for a long time.
And that's the point. So let's do it right. And we don't have to work off of what somebody did in the past. It may be, well, look at those two big stones. Well, we thought that was the end of all the big wars that were put up there. And guess what?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, those are, I don't, anybody else have any thoughts on that? Did you want to add?
They had talked before about putting, instead of stones in the front, putting stones in the back,
right,
in the other direction. So, right. But that, all that has to be looked at.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we want to give them an idea of, if we're going to redo this, how
could it's going to make it best?
Make it work. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We have a meeting coming after. The finance meeting is at 4 o'clock here.
No,
isn't it?
No, we have a.
I thought somebody was meeting here at
conversation.
4. Oh, the convert is the. Oh yeah.
From 5 to 6:15.
Okay.
And then I think it's 7:15. There's a finance.
Oh, that's when it is. Oh, okay. Because I thought I was told there was a meeting at 4 a couple weeks ago, but guess it's not. It's 5. That's the coffee.
Yeah.
that's why I started rushing through this thing. I'm sorry.
Throw us out.
Well, plus I don't believe in lengthy meetings.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So that's all I got for other. Anybody, John? Or
I got Paul? Nothing.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
We're good?
We're good.
I don't have anything.
You got, okay. Well, by the way, thank you for joining us by phone. We appreciate that.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right. So at this, then the last item, 6, is adjournment. Someone make a motion?
I'll motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Paul
seconded.
I mean, Paul made the motion. John seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. We are adjourned up.
Okay. 3:30. I can comment.
We just hang in.
Well, no, I. He commented at these meetings as the first selectman, but I can't vote.
He's an ex officio member of everything.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.